The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
But my mind do run around with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the stories that I told. When my back is to the world, that was smiling when I turn.
On the wall, is he praying for my phone? And the laughter in the halls, and the names that I've been called. I stack it in my mind, and I'm waiting for the time when I show you what it's like to be worth spitting a mind. A chair in the corner is my place. I stare, I shake, and I think about the powers it play, the powers it play. And the kids in the dark are doomed from the start. The child in the basement, face to the pavement. Oh, what a statement. Love is embracement. Love is a constant. Love is a basis. He cannot be, she cannot be, they cannot be changed. But keep on praying. Goodbye.
Oh, the misery.
The new hits, 106.1. First date follow-up.
You know it's serious when you get an email into the show and the subject line is just, please, 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 OMG, help me, please.
Whoa.
With a few exclamation points.
Yeah.
And that's the email that we got in for today's first date follow-up from a guy named Steven, who isn't getting a call back from a dude that he wanted to date with named Tony. And I guess he's very upset about it and needs help urgently.
Okay.
All caps, please, 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 help me, OMG. What's up, Steven? How are you?
Hey, not that good, actually.
Yeah, sounds like it. You're not getting a call back from this dude named Tony. And first of all, before we get into the reason why and why you're freaking out, it sounds like your email looked like you were freaking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just thought we had a connection. We had a really good date. And I just haven't heard back from him at all. So I'm just like, I'm freaking out. Like, it's not Gucci at all that he's not calling me back. Like, I don't know what happened.
That's definitely not Gucci.
Yeah, that's not Gucci.
Okay, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about Tony. How'd you meet him?
So we met on Grindr, and we had, like, a connection right off the bat. And that's sort of, yeah, that's where we first met, you know, through the app.
Okay.
Who messaged who first?
So I thought his pictures were really attractive, so I was the first one to message him.
Okay. And then where did you guys go on a date?
So we went to this bar that had a sip and paint night. So that was like, really fun.
A what night?
Paint and sip night. So basically, at this bar, they do these like really cool things where you like could sip a glass of wine and they give you like pictures. You could do like a little painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun activity.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's a low key, like really good date night.
I've heard of that. Do you think maybe he's not calling you back because your painting was terrible?
Oh, no, definitely not. Mine was way better than his, actually, anyway.
Way better. Okay. What did you actually paint? Just curious.
It was like fruit in a bowl.
So basically just a standard painting that you would see on your grandma's wall.
Yeah.
That's kind of what they have you paint at these things.
But like after that, he just got kind of cold and like, I don't know what happened.
Hmm. Okay. And you can't think of any reason?
I don't know. Like it was just like, you know, I felt like we had such a nice time and I got really good vibes from him. Like he was funny. Like, you know, we just hit it off from the beginning and I was really attracted. So I didn't see anything wrong. So like, I'm just like, oh my God, like what happened?
We hear this all the time, though. People are always like, I have no idea what could have gone wrong. Why am I not getting a call back? Yeah. They always leave out something, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like they're kind of unaware. I mean, if I was on a date and somebody wasn't calling me back, I think I would probably know why.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why they're not calling me back. I mean, I did punch the server in the face for no reason because well, they brought my salad late. But I don't know why they wouldn't be calling me back.
They're like French kissing their dog.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, sorry. We got like off track, but... Tell me about how the date ended. Was there like a hug or kiss or anything?
You know, not every date ends hot and heavy, but this was definitely not hot and heavy. It just ended with a handshake.
Oh,
a handshake.
Okay.
That is formal.
There was nothing else that you think could have gone wrong? Like there's nothing that you did?
Yeah, like I don't know. Like I thought I had a good time. I thought he had a good time. Normally when I'm on dates, like I'm the one that usually ghosts people. So, like, I'm not used to this.
Okay. It's weird territory for you to be in. All right, well, we'll play a song.
Yeah, like, what the heck?
We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure out why he's not calling you back, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right, hang on one second. Another one of those situations where the ghostie becomes the ghosted. We get a lot of these for the first date follow-ups where people are always like, I don't know. Like, normally I'm the one who blows people off, but this time I'm getting blown off and I don't know why. And that's exactly what happened to Steven, who's on the phone right now. He wants us to call a guy named Tony. They met online, went out, and Tony thought that they had a wonderful time. Tony even described it as, you described it as a lit time, didn't you? Or Gucci time or something like that.
Yeah, like, I... it was Gucci. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we?
Yes. All right. Well, Steven doesn't know why Tony's not calling him back. They went out to one of those paint and sip nights where you drink some wine, do a little painting. Mm-hmm. And Steven thought that they were bonding until the end of the night when Tony gave him a handshake instead of a hug.
Yeah.
Instead of a hug.
Yeah. It just was weird because when we first met up, Tony gave me a hug to say hi.
Oh. Okay. Oh, you didn't say that.
Yeah, you didn't. That's weird.
It actually went downhill.
Yeah. Something changed.
Yeah, and like, oh my God, like, what could have happened? I don't even know.
Well, we'll find out. We'll come give him a call right now and see if we can figure it out for you, okay?
Okay, dope. Thank you.
Yep. Hold on one second. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Tony, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Tony, how are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show.
Oh, with the radio guy?
Yeah. Do you any idea why we're calling you, Tony?
I have no idea why you guys are calling me.
All right. Well, I'll tell you then. How about that? It's a first date follow-up. Have you heard one of those before?
No, I don't think I've heard that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and you don't call them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And you recently went on a date with a dude named Steven.
Oh yeah, that definitely isn't a glowing review. What, he emailed you? Is that what this is all about? That's why you're giving me a call?
Yeah, he emailed us because he said you guys went out on a date and you didn't call him back, and he's wondering why.
Yeah, actually, first online when we met on Grindr, he seemed like a nice guy and everything, and he mentioned about going to this sip and paint, and I'd never been to one of those before, and it sounded like, you know, something fun to do. And
Is it because you didn't like his painting? He told us about your date, and I assumed it's because he's a crappy painter, but then he said you were a crappy painter.
Ooh, shots fired.
No, he was actually, he was a pretty good painter, you know, but it seemed like the more he got a little bit of wine in him, he just, I don't know, very immature acting, you know, this
immature.
This young lingo these days, you know.
Young lingo these days?
Wow. How old are you? Like 90?
I am probably about, I'd say like about a good 10 years older, you know, but.
So you just didn't like his vocabulary?
No, it was just kind of embarrassing because we were, you know, there and people were around, and it just seems like when we ordered the drinks, you know, just the way he spoke, you know, everything was lit, you know, low key, thick. Dope. I mean, it kind of reminded me of my nephews. It just, like, you know, like I was in there with a, you know, younger kid. He just seemed very immature.
I gotcha.
Okay.
And I was, like, really ready to leave early. He just kind of ruined the whole date. And people were leaving looking at us. And he was kind of making kind of an ass out of himself, you know?
Oh, wow. But, so you wanted to bounce in the middle of the date? That's how much he was annoying you?
Yeah. I mean, just like I said, I felt embarrassed. I felt like I was with, you know, some little high school kid almost. And I mean, he is a grown man. He's a little bit younger, but he just very silly, very immature, real loud. And, and like I said, it was just lingo, you know, like a little kid, you know, everything was Gucci. I don't even know what the hell that means. And even at the end of the date, you know, when we go to pay and he's like, hey, do you have any cheddar? And I'm like, cheddar? What the hell do you mean cheddar? And he's like, yeah, I don't have any funds. I don't have any money. And I'm like, I mean, cheddar. I mean, at least I know what that means now, you know?
Yeah.
And that was even a turnoff. I mean, the guy had no money.
Not okay.
So basically, you don't want to go out with him because you think he's young and dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to be mean. I wouldn't want, you know, but it's the truth. I mean, yeah, it's just no way, man.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling us the truth. And now I need to tell you the truth, because the truth is that Steven is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Tony, we had such a good time. Like, what do you mean I'm acting younger? Okay, fine. I didn't have tons of money, but, like, are you kidding me? Like, what the hell?
What are you doing here? You like, set me up, Steven?
Like, you think I'm the young one? Like, first of all, like, I don't even know, like, what you're thinking, because this never really happens to me. Also, not to even let me know. Like, yeah, okay, fine. I'm the younger one, Tony.
Well, no, I just thought you would get the point, me not calling back. I just didn't want to go out again. I mean, I'm sorry, you're just quite a bit younger, and I just don't think we're going to really be able to make it, you know?
Well, that's fair.
Oh, you know, you're not a kid. You're not a high school kid.
No, I'm actually not. I'm 21, and, like, sorry, I didn't know I was going out with the elderly.
Well, at least
you're the one trying to still go out with the elderly, so you're the one trying to get me to go out with you.
Yeah, but, like, also, you look, like, hot in your pictures, which is why I wanted to go out with you, but I, like, trying to be nice, but when you showed up, you, like, honestly looked like you have, like, a dad bod.
Oh, no.
But, Steven, you're changing your tune now. You were into him before, and now you're not?
No, after hearing what he had to say, I'm just, like, pissed.
Well, at least he didn't lead you on.
Yeah.
He could have said that he did, you know, he didn't have to ignore you, but at least he didn't lead you on.
Oh, well, I mean, he didn't just have to stop talking to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I just thought you, you know, would know what it meant to be ghosty.
It's called ghosted, you old man.
All right. Well, real quick before I let you go, Tony, would you like to go on another date with Steven? We'll pay for it.
No, I'm sorry. I there's just no way.
Yeah, I figured.
I saw that coming. Yeah,
surprise.
Whatever. I don't even want to go on a date with him anymore anyway.
Okay. Well, all right. But you were all about it at the beginning, though.
You did email us.
You did email us, and your email said, OMG, OMG, please help me, OMG, or whatever.
Yeah, but that was before I knew he was like 80 years old or something like that.
All right. The Jubal Show on demand.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.